from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in Santa Barbara County, where firefighters continue to battle two major fires, the Alamo and the Whittier. Both fires continue to burn despite incredible progress made in the last week fighting them. In Goleta, Dos Pueblos High School is being used as the command center to battle the Whittier blaze. Central Coast Public Radio's Greta Mart takes us there.
Andy Van Skyvers with the Santa Paula Fire Department in Ventura County. Today, he's showing media around this suburban high school on the Santa Barbara coast. The parking lots are filled with rows of operations trailers, and camping tents cover the fields. Van Skyver points to an area stacked with boxes of supplies, everything from hand tools to Foscheck, the pink fire retardant dropped from aircraft, to sleeping bags for firefighters.
And back there, that blue thing right there, it's one of the backpacks that they can use. So they put all their other gear, so they go put their lunch, their water, changes of socks, and all that stuff to move for 24 hours. And sometimes they're out for more than that.
This school's where people out on the fire line return to at the end of each shift to eat, shower, and sleep.
Some people are staying in hotels. Most of the individuals are sleeping out in the soccer and baseball fields here.
There's a laundromat, a trailer with several full-size washers, and shower rooms, all hooked up to portable water bladders that are trucked away. There's an area that looks like a food truck lot with tables in the middle. Right now, it's strangely calm. People are either sleeping or out in the field. Van Skyver says there's no way to tell how much longer the Whittier Fire Incident Command Town will be set up here. Everything, he says, depends on this weekend's weather. For the California Report, I'm Greta Mart in Goleta.